For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is fifth-year goaltender Kerrigan Dowie out of the Paw, Manitoba. Your team finishes in sixth place. I know you're obviously wanted to finish a little higher. 11th, 18 and 3 overall, 8, 18 and 2 in league play. And what is the feeling in the locker room with this team? Obviously, the highs and lows of this year, you still must be happy with how you finished.
Yeah, obviously this year, you know, I had so many positives. You know, last year, our record, you know, wasn't ideal by all means. And this year we were able to pick up more wins, you know, get those big upsets, you know, do a lot of things that, you know, the Beavers are, you know, known for doing. This year has just been something special. You know, we've had a lot of adversity with COVID, with injuries, just with kind of like typical women's hockey teams do. But, you know, we were always able to bounce back, you know, really lean on each other and just kind of get that support from everyone in the locker room. We had, you know, great leadership this year, I thought, with, you know, not only our captains, but with all of our upperclassmen. And that was able to, you know, bring out the best in our freshmen. I thought we had a great group coming in from day one. And, you know, with them and with leadership and upperclassmen group that we had this year, I thought, you know, we did really good when it comes to just kind of getting that connectivity that you really need in a team, especially in women's hockey. It's always nice when, you know, you have a group of girls that, you know, can really depend on each other. And I think, you know, having all those parts of the team really helped, you know, get us those wins this year, you know, and had the record we did. Obviously, our goal was to get, I think every year is to get top four. But this year we really wanted that fifth place spot. But, you know, obviously things just don't work out sometimes the way you want them to. But we're still in a really good spot here this weekend. So just looking forward to that.
Well, 2 weekends ago, your team did something amazing. First of all, you had an incredible night making 51 saves, a career high for you against Ohio State, who came in number two in the country. You guys defeat them 3-2 in the final moments of that game. You end up on the top 10 for SportsCenter at number one. Kerrigan, is that one of your most memorable moments so far as a fifth year?
Yeah, I got to say that is for sure probably top three, you know, of my entire career. It was just super, super awesome to do that on senior night also on our fifth year senior night, you know, and getting on SportsCenter with Paige was pretty cool since we were both fifth years. So a pretty surreal weekend in general, especially Friday. It was just, you know, one of those things that you got to see to believe it. So it was quite the game. Yeah, something I'll never forget.
99 saves on that weekend. You go from that to last weekend. You had a great night on Friday. You made 27 saves, had to face a goaltender who was also hot. What did you learn from last weekend in preparation for the playoffs?
I think just last weekend really solidified how important it is to get goals. Obviously, it is extremely hard to win games when you are shut out, especially both games. So I just think, you know, really focusing on getting that offensive pressure that we really need. Obviously, against a team like Wisconsin, you know, they're known for their high volume shots. They have a lot of really, really good goal scorers. So just putting ourselves in a place that, you know, we could get 2, 3, 4 goals in a game would just make it all easier defensively. You know, it's really hard to go out there and tie games 0-0 every game. Obviously, in this league, there's so many good goal scorers, and especially with Wisconsin. So kind of just learning, looking back on last weekend and into this weekend, just really working on, you know, those offensive skills that will put us in a better spot to score goals.
Well, going to Laban is always fun because their crowd is amazing and energetic. You'll get a chance to play in front of your parents at Laban. You've told them about the place. What can they expect?
I've told them all the time. I remember right back to my freshman year, my first ever ice time was actually in the Bond. So that place just kind of had a special place in my heart. And though with sophomore and junior and senior year, I've had another opportunity to play there. So I've just been telling them all the time about how crazy, you know, they have their band there that really likes to chirp the other team. And we have lots of fans. They have this one man that's always there leading all their chants. And just kind of a lot of like really unique things to that school. And then having my family able to come this weekend is, you know, just even more special for me, especially it's, you know, one of the last weekends of my career. And, you know, it's super special having family there to able support. But yeah, it's just my mom coming this weekend. My dad couldn't get work off. So she's making the drive down to Minneapolis on Thursday and then gonna get there on Friday. So I'm just super excited to see her. And finally, she can see, you know, what I've been telling her all these years.
What's it gonna take for your team to beat the Badgers this weekend?
I just think it goes back to playing Beaver hockey. I know that's been a trend that probably you guys have heard many times this year, but, you know, we have had this reputation of being, you know, one of the hardest working teams in WCHA. And I think it's going to take just that and more. Everyone needs to, you know, really put all their heart into these games. And obviously 100% effort to really like work past, you know, be a really, really hardworking and talented Badger hockey team. But, you know, we have done it before. We've beat top 3 teams this year and, you know, in the past. And, you know, it being playoffs just kind of raises the stakes that much more. But I think it's all about accepting the challenge. I think it's really easy to go into games when obviously it is higher ranked team versus a lower ranked team going into it, you know, thinking, you know, they're better and, you know, no one expects us to win. So, you know, there's not much pressure. But, you know, like I know Coach Scanlon said to us, he said, you know, no one out there believes that the Beavers can do it. And I think we can 100% use that to our advantage. I think we are a team that can definitely go in there and upset a team like Wisconsin. So I think, you know, everyone that I know of is super ready to accept the challenge and everyone's super excited to get started.
Well, I'm excited to see what this Beaver team can accomplish this weekend. Kerrigan, as always, thank you so much. We'll see you on the bus this weekend. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you guys.